Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A group of legislators this week released a statement asking the DNR to take sanctions against a group that was involved in an incident in late January near Leona. No citations were issued by law enforcement in the incident, where a monitoring group and hunters were involved in a confrontation. State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst and Representative Mary Felskowski of Irma were among five legislators asking the DNR to crack down on what they saw as hunter harassment. The DNR's chief conservation warden, Todd Schaller, gives a history of the hunter harassment law.
It's basically a law that's been around since the mid-1980s, was modified, I believe, in the 2016 legislative process. It's designed to protect the constitutional rights for people to hunt, fish, and trap in Wisconsin. And there's components in there that somebody cannot do which interferes with an individual who may be hunting, fishing, or trapping.
The law prohibits affecting bait piles, the use of a drone or photography equipment in close proximity to hunting, among several other points. Schaller outlines what the fines could be.
The penalties vary, but there's a first offense is a citation, civil ticket, and then any subsequent violations could actually be a criminal charge.
Schaller says they've issued about 10 citations in the last couple of years. Many times it's one hunter with a complaint against another hunter. Wednesday, the DNR approved an application to construct a bicycle and pedestrian bridge over the Manitouish River in the town of Manitouish Waters, which has drawn opposition. The 182-foot bridge will be built with private funds to link the Mercer area trails with the heart of Vilas Trails in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. A private group pledged $1.5 million to the project. The State Natural Resources Board approved the idea at its January meeting. Several conditions were attached to the construction, including the times of year construction can take place, not using heavy equipment near the water's edge, protection of the river during construction, and clearance requirements for the bridge to the water. The DNR said if constructed properly, the bridge would not impact wetlands. After a public hearing, 20 comments came in to the agency in favor of the project, 24 opposed. An earlier state plan did not go forward after concerns were raised about disturbing Native American artifacts. And the Vilas County Board this week voted to participate in a Tri-County Tribal Controlled Substance Abuse Response Committee with representatives of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and Iron and Oneida Counties. Several supervisors wondered how the council would know if it was making a difference. Tribal Council Representative George Thompson said the effort creates a sharing of information with the tribe and the three counties. Supervisor Al Bauman, whose district represents part of the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation, hoped this committee would become a reality because he says illegal drugs are a serious problem in the communities. A meeting was held recently at Lac des Flambeaux to move toward a regional effort to combat a growing drug problem, mainly opiates and methamphetamine. Each county would have two representatives, one of which would have to be a county board member. A meeting schedule would be developed and be coordinated through UW Extension. And a Marshfield physician has become the fourth Democrat to launch a campaign to challenge incumbent 7th District Congressional Representative Sean Duffy. Dr. Brian Ewart made the formal announcement this week. He says he's served the people of the district for 25 years as a doctor, and he's seen the spirit of community, and he wants to take that experience to Congress. Not surprisingly, health care is a top issue.
I think addressing health care continues to be a top-of-mind issue. We need to build on the foundations of Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act. Those have laid excellent foundations, but we definitely need to strengthen them because we still have middle-class families that are having to choose between medical care and financial stability, and no one should be faced with that impossible decision.
Ewart also says the student debt crisis needs to be addressed, and he says other issues include deteriorating roads and making sure fastest speed internet is available to all. Ewart says he's hearing from people that there needs to be a spirit of working together as a community. He says we don't live in political parties, we live in communities, and he says the culture in Washington, D.C. is not conducive to solving the problems facing Americans. Ewart joins Margaret Engebretson, Kyle Frenette, and David Beeksma for the nomination in August to face Duffy in the fall. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, low 16. Friday, sunny, high 39. Friday night, cloudy, low 18. Saturday, sunny, high near 42. And Sunday, sunny, high near 46. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.